Well, we have turned the calendar to the 2017 season for the Carolina Panthers. Mike Kraft, Brian Strickland, Max Henson, you're watching a special edition of the Panthers Pulse. Because of timing, guys, Dave Gettleman had his press conference, so we've ducked in the studio to digest a little bit of that, and also Ron Rivera's last press conference yesterday as we wrapped up the 2016 season. As we talk about Dave Gettleman, guys, today, one thing we know from listening to him in his press conference, they will spend time reflecting on the season, what the Panthers did well, what they didn't do so well, and his guarantee was we will get it right.
Yeah, Mike, and I mean, you have to remember it is a good starting point for getting it right. This is a team not that far removed from three consecutive playoff bursts, and that was one of Dave's messages is the nucleus is still here. It was just one of those seasons where things just didn't click. He is as disappointed as anybody, probably more so, of course, given the position he's in. But, you know, like, key words were accountability, you know, getting it right, and evaluation in the short term, as you mentioned. The next two weeks are going to be about really getting down, reminding himself what this team was, you know, looking at all the parts, and then figuring out how that will play into constructing the 2017 roster.
And one thing was obvious, the members of the media asked a lot of questions about Cam Newton. And Max, last week in your article right here on Panthers.com, you had a chance to talk with head coach Ron Rivera about the evolution. I'm not sure Dave bought into that wording so much so, but we know moving forward, this offense has to get better. What did Coach Rivera tell you?
Well, first off, Mike, I think you hit it right in the head. Whether or not you want to use the word evolving or not, it's about getting better, and it's about avoiding the status quo. And I think that's what Dave Gettleman talked about today in reference to what Ron had said earlier. And to go back to what you're talking about, Mike, the article we had with Ron talking about the offensive evolution, I think what he expects to see going forward from Cam and this entire offense is really just some change. And I think this has become a point in Cam's career where they're evaluating what he's done really well throughout his first few seasons. Of course, we know as the former MVP in 2015, he's capable of so much. But I think moving forward in his career, do they want to involve more short passes? Yes. Quick, get the ball out of his quicker? Absolutely. They want to avoid the amount of hits he takes. That's both in the pocket and outside the pocket. How can they manage that with maybe some sprint out, rollouts, more hard play action, ways to make him more effective as a passer and to allow him to have a really long career? And that's the important thing here, too, is that we know the kind of punishment he both delivers and takes as a physical runner previously in his career. So they're all evaluating all of that and trying to figure out what's the best way that we can get the most out of Cam Newton and his skill set, both in 2017 and in the years beyond. So this seems like definitely a turning point offseason for this offense, especially the way Ron Rivera envisions it.
That's true. And, Brian, just to be frank, I think in that Tampa game, didn't we see some of that evolution? I'm sorry, I can't find a better word. Taking place on the field down there in Tampa?
I mean, I think we did, Mike. Tampa and, I mean, for that matter, a couple of games late in the season, I feel like we saw that a little bit. We didn't see the zone read as much already. We didn't see Cam running as much. I know that I heard people say, boy, Jonathan Stewart's really running hard over the last few games. But I feel like Jonathan Stewart always does that. But I think it kind of put an exclamation point on that and how effective his style can be, running more of a traditional, getting the ball in, from a traditional handoff position as opposed to, you know, the zone read look. It looked like he really embraced that late in the season. But it is a work in progress as well because, you know, as Greg Olsen talked about after in clean out for the locker room, he said, you know, we tried to kind of fix things in real time, but there's not been so much you can change on the fly like that, so to speak. So that's where the offseason will come into play as far as fine-tuning, looking at that further through the next few months.
Yeah, and as you look at this, Max, the bottom line is a lot of people say, talk about evaluating the job you did, no matter what position, whether it's quarterback, head coach, general manager, place kicker, you go right down the line. Offensive line, no one's job was what it was supposed to be because the record says you're 6-10, and that's the proof of performance.
Right, and no one's individual performance really exists in a vacuum, as Dave Gettleman pointed out. It all comes down to the team. He talks again, reiterates this every time he gets up to relay. It's the ultimate team game. And as he said throughout that press conference, they could have had the best play called, and if one person didn't do their job, then you never would have seen it come to fruition because of that very fact. So I think all of that gets taken into account. Dave pointed out as well that he didn't want the coaches to give their evaluations immediately after the season ended. He wanted some time to reflect and for really everybody to take a look, not just at what happened in the last few games of the season, but what happened early on in the season, in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season, all of it. It's the entire body of work that they're going to have to evaluate. And yes, 6-10 was the final record, and it's something that everybody in this building considers unacceptable, and they had much higher expectations. But they got to do a deep dive into that and not just look at the surface of it and figure out what do they want to see more of going forward and what do they need to see less of as they prepare to build this roster for 2017.
And I think one thing that Dave Gettleman said in his talk today was that we have to get away from making emotional decisions about what we saw, and I think that time will definitely help that. Well, speaking of time, it's on to 2017, and we know for this staff, they're going to take a week, start the self-scouting process, and then it's on as far as rebuilding this roster for 2017, and first stop, and we'll be there, is down in Mobile.
Yeah, I mean, it turns quickly to draft talk here pretty soon. You know, in the back hallway here, they'll be evaluating how to approach that time period. But 2 weeks from now, you're looking at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I mean, and really, it has already started, actually, in the back there. Mike Gettleman talked today about a December meeting where they had just to kind of set the stage for how they're going to approach the draft, getting a feel for positions that are deep. His first blush on that, for the record, was he thought it was a deep group in the secondary, at running back, and also at defensive end. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, the Panthers do pick 8th in the draft, you know, higher than it's been for a while. And he happened to remind the media that the last time the Panthers picked that high, they got Luke Kuechly at number 9. So, you know, there could be some positive results to come out of that spot.
And I, for one, am anxious to look forward to this draft. I mean, if you have to pick high, the benefit is you are, as you said, going to get a good player. So there's going to be some very good players to look at. And really, the Panthers will be sitting in a good position to draft a good player come to draft. Well, as we move forward, we will wrap up the 2016 over the next couple of weeks as we fall into our deep dive, looking at position-by-position reviews here on Panthers.com. And I know you guys will have plenty of articles talking about 2016, 2017. We're going to talk free agents and a lot of stuff. So, as always, what do we tell you? For the most in-depth news on your team, stay logged on to Panthers.com.